Back here on the DDC, Darren McFarland, Willie Donick here with us on this Friday morning. Wow, what a gorgeous day here in Nashville. Tim Hasselbeck coming up at 11 o'clock. Music is appropriate. Former big league pitcher Jared Parker is on the line with us, and we're going to tell you what he's doing. He lives here in town. Jared, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing this morning?
I'm doing fantastic. How did you decide, like about everybody else who's moved to Nashville, to make this your home after baseball?
Yeah, I mean, I had done a few rehab assignments with the Nashville Sounds when I was coming back from a couple injuries, and Nashville is one of those destinations, and I had gotten hurt in 2016, so kind of had the liberty to move where I can heal. So, like I think everybody else, we, you know, packed a bag to come to Nashville for 3 or 4 days and then end up turning around and going home and packing them all up.
Yeah, Hawk, if you've heard that story before in this market. So what are you doing right now involving the sport? Because I know you're heavily involved in baseball and youth baseball here in Nashville.
Yeah, kind of touching all the aspects and just keeping in my lane, per se. But 2018, I opened a facility in Berry Hill, Parker Sports Performance, where we do majority baseball, softball, skill training. We have weight room. We have turf facility where we're able to kind of do it all. We also have classrooms that were donated by the Players Alliance, the program David Price and Tony Kemp are involved with. So we're fortunate to have some resources like that, as well as we've been a part of the expansion initiative with Major League Baseball. Roe Coleman and myself, Roe's my business partner, kind of partner in crime and all this, and he's kind of the connection that's made this thing in Nashville go a little quicker for me with all the resources and network he had built. But now we've become the official youth foundation for the Nashville Stars, and we have three summer teams right now that we're operating out of our program with a 17U group, 13s, and 10U.
Yeah, a kid that picked up with us for a couple tournaments and was in the Tidal Wave family for years, I believe, is with Donovan. He's playing for your 10U team.
Yes, I believe. Yeah, Donovan Davis is on our
Donovan
team,
Davis.
Our group. He's got a huge arm.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Yeah, I've seen him throw kids out at first on hits to the outfield. So, yes, he's got a cannon. It's a great family, so good for you guys. What do you see, Jared, that, you know, I see Willie's lived it with his son who's now older, but because I see this all the time because, you know, you see all the travel ball sites and just the constant chatter of, you know, what's the right thing to do, what's the not the right thing to do. You're the guy who's lived it. And so everybody has an opinion, but a lot of times opinions are, you know, no offense, but they never played to the level that you did. When it comes to pitching and young arms, what is some of the constant questions you get asked or maybe things that you would like to talk about that people need to take note of?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a multitude of variables we can discuss. But I think at the youth level, it's really important for these baseball players to be athletes. I mean, I'm sure everybody that you bring on here that's competed at the highest level played multiple sports. And if they did, they were, you know, an athlete in baseball. It wasn't just I honestly didn't know what a PO was until I got into this amateur circuit. You know, I'm like, oh, it's a putout, sweet. I don't know what a pitcher only was. So I'm sitting here trying to figure that out, as well as just, I mean, being with my background, I'm over cautious with building these guys up and being smart with pitch counts and never pushing them. You know, I'm fortunate to realize the baseball knowledge that I learned along the way to understand high leverage innings, you know, long innings, sitting down for a while, just stuff that affects these kids and the human body that kind of happens just inside the game. So I think having a grasp on that and helping these kids to understand that it's not, you know, just to throw the baseball. There's a whole foundation of movement and, you know, activity and running, jumping, sprinting, everything you can possibly do, it applies to baseball. You know, I think the nowadays kids all want to specialize, but there's a way to do it and be special. I think, you know, it's continuing to be a teammate of all other sports. It helps to build your character. It helps to teach you responsibility. You know, there's integrity involved when your coach is turned around. How, you know, what kind of person are you? I think that's like the main focus for Roe and I is just, you know, obviously the health and the fitness and the physical stuff we have a grasp on and we really focus on. But for us, it's creating that, you know, mentorship, but like, you know, mental warriors that are kind of able to lead their peers, but also are constantly grasping for more knowledge. You know, I think that's, we always offer that as a key, is like, you know, closed mouths don't get fed around here. There's a lot of resources and there's a lot of people with knowledge that are more than willing to give it out. I think everyone in our program wants the kids in our program to succeed more than we do. And I think that's where our efforts kind of run wild. And, you know, whether it's quiet or not, that's what we're about.
Jared Parker is with us. Great stuff that he's doing here in our community with young baseball players. Jared, one thing that, you know, I observe a lot, and that is how much, just specific to pitching, how much velocity is something that is valued, chased, and I see every year, it seems like at the big league level on down, you watch college baseball, it seems like more and more kids are able to throw harder. Give us your philosophy on that. And, you know, how what's the right way to attain and try to grow in the velocity department? And are we getting a little too carried away with velocity at younger ages? Is there a price to be paid there?
I think there's definitely a price to be paid. I mean, we're seeing more growth plate injuries, more bone fractures, more stuff that is a direct result of overloading a kid. I mean, it's you know, I don't need a medical degree. I've been in plenty of, you know, rehab therapy environments to learn and ask the questions to where this makes sense. You know, I think to train to throw harder and like you said, chase velocity, we're not really about that. I think for us, it's chasing consistency. If you're consistent and you're buying into this program that's, you know, it's constantly evolving. We know that with sports and sports medicine, but it's something, if you're consistently doing the things that are baseball specific and, you know, almost prescribed for you as a player and pitcher, those are the results you're going to gain. We're big on not chasing that in-game result. It's kind of like taking care of each and every day. You know, 1% a day, if you can get better, for us is like one of our main goals, to get, you know, get these kids to stop thinking so much about chasing a number or a stat or an average or home runs. It's more or less just chasing consistency.
Well, that's it. I wish more people would would join forces with you on that. I completely agree with you, Jared. So What do you see in terms of the hunger and the game of baseball trying to capture as many people as you can? That's something from the top down that I think all of us who love the game would like to see, is that maybe a renewed interest from a lot of different layers of any particular city and across the country, more people wanting to play the game. It seems like baseball is finally trying to do some things with the pace of play, the action plays, the things like that. Where do you see it going from here?
I'm a nerd, so I'm going to say, like, I see this metaverse Web3, you know, kind of that whole getting more people that aren't sports fans able to, you know, whether they're watching games or they're a part of the experience, you know, in essence, it's really creating that updated fan experience where it's not, you know, popcorn, you know, get your popcorn, that kind of stuff is, you know, it's kind of played out. So I think it's finding, you know, Japan does it right with a lot of their events and their, you know, home run derbies and their competitive skill stuff to show off the true skills that set, you know, the 1-2% of baseball players aside at the highest level is something that I think would draw a huge attention. You know, we obviously love watching highlights and that's where our attention goes, so let's show what the highlights are built, you know, how these guys can hit the ball wherever they want every single time. It's not that, you know, that's the case. These guys are skilled beyond just a simple result or a stat. So I think it kind of goes back to what our motto is like, you know, creating exciting baseball, but doing it where, you know, the fans are involved. The experience is community. I think it's growth and not creating so much separation of baseball. You know, the top is broke, the travel ball system's broke, so it's finding some sort of bridge to narrow that gap of you know, America's pastime becoming America's future.
Yeah, good stuff. Jared, really appreciate you coming on. We'll do it again. Man, we could pick your brain on a lot of things, and summer months are the perfect time to do it, especially with baseball in full swing. Good luck with everything moving forward. Keep up the good work in our community, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Appreciate you having me, guys.
All right, that is former big league pitcher Jared Parker joining us, and you just heard it. Did a rehab stint with the Sounds. He was in the A's organization here in Nashville, and like a lot of people said, you know what, this place is pretty cool. I think I'm going to move here. And now,
gotta love that.
He lives here.
Trying to make things better for a lot of people, not just build baseball players, but it sounds like he's got something bigger in mind. And you got to be, if you don't know Roe Coleman's story, you know, the guy he's working with that he referred to, that's a great story too. Played on the national championship team for the Commodores back in 2014. Had an outstanding career. That's another guy that's in it for more than just what happens on the field. That's great stuff they're doing.
We'll come back, wrap up the first hour of the DDC next.